There's a place I saw once when I was younger. I was with friends. We didn't stop, but I've always wanted to go back. It seems so romantic. There was a cabin overlooking the water. It was desolate and lonely. There were deer roaming unafraid. The only sound was the wind and waves crashing on the rocks below. I fantasize about going there with you. We leave the city and drive for a few hours. The towns get smaller, the traffic disappears. We pass through hills and wetlands until we see the lighthouse at the edge of the land. From there, we drive along the shore until we reach the little cabin sitting high up on a cliff. We get settled and enjoy dinner on the deck, a little snack for you and a glass of red wine for me. We watch the sunset wrapped in a blanket together. The wind whips my hair and you build us a fire so we can enjoy the evening under the stars. It's far too cold for the little dress that I'm wearing, but I'm wrapped in a blanket and you offer me your flannel shirt. It's too big for me, but you find that attractive. There is no cell phone service, no distractions. We just have each other for entertainment. You wrap yourself in the blanket beside me. We sit in silence, staring at the fire. It's almost wholesome when you touch my thigh. You suggest we go in, but that's not what I want. Instead, I kiss you. It's not urgent. It's soft and gentle. There's no need to rush. We have all the time in the world. It's just the two of us, completely alone, me and you. There's no need to be frantic. We kiss for what feels like hours. Your hands work their way under my dress, and you lightly touch me through my panties. I crave your tongue. My legs part and you drop to your knees between them. I lift my hips and you slide my little lace panties down. The fire roars beside you. You kiss your way up my thigh. Your tongue swirls around my clit and you lick me up and down. I moan for you. Baby. I gasp. I arch my back and grab your head. I'm drenched for you. You cross two fingers and gently corkscrew them in and out of my tight cunt. You know just how to please me. Your tongue attacks my clit. You suck and lick. You flick it. You bring me right to the edge and stop. It's not teasing. It's not a game. You're savoring the moment. Oh, you want me to come? You want me to come hard. Your fingers slide in and out. In and out. In and out. You kiss my thighs. Oh, you suck my clit again. You bring me right back to the edge. You tell me how good I taste and my legs squeeze your head and I explode. Just for you. My body rocks back and forth with each thrust. I hold your head. I moan your name. and I come for you again. And still, you keep going. Slowly, sensually. You let me cool down and I catch my breath and then you do it all again. You push me to the brink. You make me come. You know it's all for you. Only for you. You stand up and strip out of your clothes, completely naked, under the moonlight. Beads of sweat cover your gorgeous body and glisten in the flickering light. The blanket that we had shared hours earlier is just cast aside. Your shirt hangs loosely off my shoulders and the straps of my dress have slipped down. My breasts are exposed and I don't remember how I got to that state. Everything is a blur. You come to me. You kiss my nipples, my neck, my lips. I can taste myself on you. I moan for you. I'm incapable of words. My thighs are spread and ready. Your cock is rock hard. It belongs to me. We fuck. It's hungry and intense. Face to face. We kiss passionately. I fit you like a glove. And I know I make you feel good. It's vigorous. Not rushed, but steady. Firm. You know I'll come for you again. And I need you to come inside me. We fuck in the firelight. My pussy is so wet that it runs down your shaft. You're like my metronome. Rhythmic, relentless, steady. I come for you again. I can't stop myself. And it feels so good. You growl. You grunt. You moan. And you come inside me. I can feel your cock spasm inside my needy pussy and I tell you I need every single drop. You thrust again and again. You fill me up. I drop to my knees after. You're overstimulated, but it doesn't matter. You want me to taste myself on you. We kiss again. I can taste myself on you still. We could go to sleep, but we have all weekend. We're in the middle of nowhere and we have nothing else to do. We wrap up in that blanket and your arm is around me. My hat is on your shoulder and we gaze into that fire that you built for us. We know the night is young. Maybe we'll see the sun come up before we sleep.